Well, we had the declaration some time ago now that the COVID-19 pandemic was over. That did not signify the end of the coronavirus itself. In fact, recent stats show that New Jersey ranks high among the states when it comes to new COVID cases as well as hospitalizations. Considering how things went during the first dealing with COVID-19, especially here in New Jersey when it came to nursing homes, veteran centers, as a few examples, is there cause for concern now? Well, not if enough people in the medical and political fields pay attention to the words and insights of my first guest today. He was on the front line of the COVID battle as a neurologist and psychiatrist with Bellevue Hospital in New York City. He's also author of the book, We Want Them Infected, How the Failed Quest for Herd Immunity Led Doctors to Embrace the Anti-Vaccine Movement and Blinded Americans to the Threat of COVID. Dr. Jonathan Howard, thanks for being here today, doctor.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Good doctor's website, jonathanhowardmd.com. We have that on our homepage for your use as well. And after you hear what the doctor is talking about in his book, We Want Them Infected, you will want this book, to be sure, because if you're on social media, you have no doubt to this day how you know about how the lies and conspiracies are, well, unfortunately, alive and well. First thing I want to go back to, doctor, and you write about this too, when We Want Them Infected, take us into that front line. What did you see? What did you experience? What did you see other doctors, how they responded?
Yeah, so I worked throughout the pandemic here in New York City and probably the Northeast. It was really only super intense for us during the first 2 to 3 months. Obviously, spring 2020 was nothing like any of us had ever experienced. I saw more people die in April and May 2020 than I probably had my entire career, which is approaching 20 years now. And the whole hospital, every hospital in the city, probably every hospital in the Northeast, was just deluged with COVID patients. And most patients were old and sick and vulnerable, but not all. The youngest person I saw was 23 years old. The youngest person I saw die of COVID was only 23, and he was otherwise healthy. And it was an inspiring time. A lot of people pitched in. We had nurses and doctors come from all over the country to try to help out. But a lot of us were outside their comfort zone. I'm a neurologist. I treat Parkinson's and MS and strokes and epilepsy. I don't treat new viruses, but I did for 6 weeks in the spring of 2020. And it was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
I want to go back to something you just said. A youngest patient you dealt with is 23 years old. Why, doctor, how can that be? Young people don't get coronavirus, he said sarcastically.
Yeah, no, I saw several young people die of COVID. Again, a lot of them had underlying medical conditions. That doesn't make their life less valuable, no. That's for sure. But it wasn't a disease that completely spared young people, and death is not COVID's only bad outcome.
As your title of the subtitle of your book, We Want Them Infected, clues the reader in even before they get started, the concept of herd immunity, what is it and is there any factual science behind it?
Oh, herd immunity is absolutely a real thing. It's when a person without immunity to a virus can live a normal life and interact in the community without an expectation that they will be infected with that virus. And the best examples for these that we have are measles, for example, and chickenpox. So children do not receive the measles vaccine until they're 1 year old, but an average newborn baby can live a normal life without the expectation that they will get measles. Now, outbreaks occasionally happen when there are pockets of unvaccinated people, but herd immunity is absolutely a real thing. Importantly, humanity has only achieved herd immunity to viruses thanks to vaccines. That's number one. And you can only have herd immunity for a virus or a vaccine that causes long-lasting immunity, which unfortunately doesn't seem to be the case with COVID.
When it comes to the COVID vaccine, is it possible, did you attempt to, I don't know if pinpoint's the right word, but get the reader to the place where they can understand why so many are just so adamant about being against anything to do with a COVID vaccine, COVID booster?
Yeah, well, so the anti-vaccine movement is very well-funded. They are very well-organized, and they started opposing the COVID vaccine, I think, as early as February 2020, before the first American had actually died of COVID. And the anti-vaccine movement has a very easy job. All they have to do is scare people about vaccines. And it's much harder to scare people than it is to unscare them. And people generally feel guiltier or worse about some problem that they perceive to do to themselves with a vaccine than maybe just sort of Mother Nature taking its course with a natural virus. So a lot of people chose to gamble, and hundreds of thousands of American lives could have been saved had every American been vaccinated. It's really, you know, one of the greatest voluntary, if you look at it that way, mass casualty events in American history. And you mentioned the subtitle of the book, but I think the title of the book is actually the most interesting thing. We want them infected. That comes from an epidemiologist in the Trump administration who planned, along with many other doctors, none of whom were at the bedside with me treating COVID patients, to try to achieve herd immunity through the purposeful mass infection of unvaccinated young people. So their idea was to get rid of the virus by widely spreading the virus, and unfortunately it didn't pan out that way.
The with the idea too, with you mentioned names, I made a sarcastic remark before we got started here about the esteemed Dr. Aaron Rodgers. You have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Might remember the lunatics of the America's frontline physician Stella Dallas, who most of them were pediatricians, so they never saw anyone with a COVID diagnosis. Those are names that people well know because they got a lot of FaceTime, a lot of media time. In your book, who are a couple of names that people need to know? And were those, how much of an influence did the names you focus on, and we want them infected, influence within the medical field?
So I don't think that they really influence the medical field. I don't think they influence doctors at the bedside as much. A lot of these doctors who I name, and I will name them in a second, influence politicians. So they were very active in the media, in the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, podcasts. They had access to powerful politicians such as Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis and Glenn Youngkin. And the doctors who I discuss weren't sort of like RFK Jr., a complete quack. What they did, I think, was even more dangerous in that they mixed good advice. For example, they recognized that COVID was very dangerous for older people and people with medical conditions, and they encouraged them to take care and to be vaccinated against the virus. So very good, reasonable advice. But they mixed it with very bad advice, which is for everyone under the age of 50 or 60 even, COVID is a mild cold. It is completely harmless, for example. And they had medical credentials. So I talked about one of the most famous doctors in America. He's not a household name like Fauci, but Dr. John Ioannidis, who's a giant in the field of evidence-based medicine, who's at Stanford, for example, who predicted that COVID would kill about 10,000 or 40,000 Americans in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who is also at Stanford, and had an Oval Office meeting with President Trump in August 2020. Dr. Scott Atlas, who's also at Stanford and became Donald Trump's coronavirus czar. Dr. Joseph Lodapo, who is spreading COVID misinformation as part of Ron DeSantis' COVID misinformation team. So these guys became famous. They had access to politicians. And I think that what they did was very dangerous, and it cost a lot of lives, unfortunately.
Starting with Jonathan Howard, neurologist, psychiatrist with Bellevue Hospital, author of the book We Want Them Infected, How the Failed Quest for Herd Immunity Led Doctors to Embrace the Anti-Vaccine Movement and Blinded Americans to the Threat of COVID. JonathanHowardMD.com, his website. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. Your book really demonstrates surprisingly how easy, and I think we're still about to learn more fully how dangerous, false information, conspiracies, when they're translated into state and federal policies, I mean, they're engraved. Is this going to be a tough situation to turn around?
Oh, I'm not optimistic about the future. I think that the misinformation that's been spread about COVID vaccines already has started to bleed into the routine vaccination schedule. Once you spread mistrust about one vaccine, people are going to start doubting the chickenpox vaccine, the polio vaccine, the HPV vaccine. And a lot of doctors spread wild misinformation about the COVID vaccines, treating rare vaccine side effects as a fate worse than death. So they would, and I mean that quite literally, so they would say, for example, in young men, the mRNA vaccines can cause inflammation of the heart, myocarditis, which is usually mild. Almost everyone recovers. There have been a handful of deaths around the world. You know, you don't want to minimize that. But tens of thousands of young people have died of COVID. So these doctors would say and write blogs and essays about how horrible vaccine myocarditis was, while at the same time minimizing literal death from COVID. And once that happens, people are going to become suspicious about all sorts of vaccines and indeed all sorts of medical care. So hopefully this will age wrong, but I'm not optimistic about the future, unfortunately.
And certainly, again, we see the ease by which false information can be spread by people with, as you spotlight, and we want them infected, people with less than stellar track records as far as their accuracy. I mean, it's great to have a diploma on the wall, but you can always fake one of those these days, too, if you wanted to. And you look at something like the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is basically, I'm maybe oversimplifying things here, but if you wanted to post on an old-school online message board, I have COVID, that's basically what the VAERS database was all about, wasn't it?
Yeah, so VAERS is useful as a warning signal. Anyone can make a report to VAERS, and some people have made to point out that VAERS isn't reliable. People have made absurd reports that the vaccines have turned them into the Incredible Hulk, for example. So VAERS is sort of useful as a warning system. If doctors or healthcare workers around the country start reporting vaccine side effects, it can be useful to start a more formal investigation. But hundreds of millions of Americans were vaccinated, and if I was to give hundreds of million Americans a glass of water and wait 2 weeks, some would have strokes, some would have heart attacks, some would get cancer. So VAERS is not useful for establishing causality. So you can't look at a VAERS report and say, the vaccine caused this. You need more formal investigations in order to do that. And there are many other vaccine safety data banks which are more dedicated to doing that, to determining causality.
For you listening, when it comes to your health and well-being, you rely on medical science. Second part of that phrase, science, that is fact proven through study, through testing, through discovery. That is not politics. It is not conspiracies. It is not what an unqualified person declares to be their view of the truth. It is what Dr. Jonathan Howard writes about, and we want them infected, how the failed quest for herd immunity led doctors to embrace the anti-vaccine movement, blinded Americans to the threat of COVID. If you are one of those Americans and you would like to see clarity when it comes to the COVID virus, then this is the book that you do want to get. If you are in the medical profession and you are maybe getting intimidated for speaking the truth as opposed to what they want you to say, well, Dr. Howard's book will give you the support that you need to take your stand as well. JonathanHowardMD.com. Dr. Jonathan Howard, thank you so much for presenting the facts of science and truth and for revealing those who are, giving less than that by far. And we thank you for being here today.
I sure appreciate taking the time to speak to me. Thank you so much.